The Lord is with us, and He is very tenderly looking out for our needs right now. Today is September 23rd, 2015, and we're all still here. I'm really sorry I wasn't able to be with you yesterday. I had two root canals, and it was not a pleasant experience recovering from those, and I want to thank those who prayed for me because I needed it. I really did. And we sent out the word to those of you who are on our little prayer list to please pray, and the Lord really moved, and I was finally able to go to sleep, but it was pretty miserable until then. So I don't have all my speech faculties together today. You may have to strain a little to understand what I'm saying. Tonight's worship was very special. The Lord presented Himself as a young child, like 8 years old, and presented me as a young child, little girl, in a pinafore with flowers in my hair, and we were dancing together merrily as children dance, very innocently and playfully. Although I have to admit, He certainly knows how to twirl me around in circles. And it was a very sweet time, and He really insisted on showing me myself as a little girl. I don't know exactly why He did that, except that I'm a huge coward when it comes to dentists. So He was very, very sweet and very childlike with me for most of the evening. And then He began to speak to me, and I drew aside to listen. First, I started out by saying, "Oh, Jesus, I am so afraid of suffering. Even just a little, such as this last trip to the dentist." And here I want to step out from what He's saying for a moment and say that I got really weary. You know, I remember lying in bed last night with my mouth just pounding, and I was just beginning to come out of it a little bit. And I was saying, "Wow, Lord, life is really tedious. I want out of this mess. It's really, really tedious. It hardly seems worth it when it's this way." That shows you how much of a chicken I am. I can't even suffer a little bit of a toothache for the Lord, or two toothaches. But it was weary. You know, I was just really, really weary. And, you know, weary of waiting for the rapture. Weary of world events not coming to a head. Weary of being, you know, of still being in a position of not knowing and just waiting on the Lord. I mean, all these things are very fleshly on my part. These are all thoughts of the flesh. They're not spiritual thoughts. That's not coming from the spiritual man. That's coming from self-pity and a little kid, you know. The Lord was very tender with me. He said, I know how you feel. Rest your head here. It won't be much longer now. I don't like to see you suffer. Never do I like to see you suffer. Sometimes it's just a necessary evil that accompanies life. Still, I abhor suffering, and I am so looking forward to the day you are liberated from this earth. When that happens, very little suffering will be left to you, except the moral suffering of seeing people perish and choose death over life. But even that will be restricted to you. There's a certain level of joy in heaven that is almost always and perpetually celebrated. It is only during extreme turning points that we all become silent. One such time is coming very soon. Lord, you know, I've set aside the rapture so much. I even wonder sometimes if I'll be alive to see it. Oh no, you mustn't do that. Others are counting on you to stand firm, and that's my lesson tonight. Stand firm in what has been shown to you. It is dependable and trustworthy. I have taken particular caution with you, my Claire, to see to it that you are not led astray on the timing of events. Well, Lord, some would take exception to that because of what happened in June. And yet all of those truly close to me felt it also. So why fret? You can't please everyone. just please me. Help me stand, Lord. You could push me over with a feather right now. Yes, I know. That's why I want to talk about standing tonight. When you have done all there is to do, all that is possible, and nothing is left undone, stand. And then he began to quote scripture, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against rulers and powers and against world forces of darkness, against spiritual forces of wickedness in heavenly places. Therefore, take up the full armor of God so that you'll be able to resist in the evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm." Ephesians 6:13. This is certainly an evil day in which you are living. Yes, it is very evil. And your faith will be severely undermined if you allow it. Will you allow it? How do I prevent it? Take every thought captive and look for my signs that you are on the right track. I know exactly what you are going through right now. There's a certain weariness of life, coupled with fears of the immediate future. I know well what ails you, my bride. O Lord, please strengthen me with a rapture dream or the like, anything from your vast storehouse of gifts. My heart is so faint. You will recover, and when you do, you can reassure my people that time is still short. That is why we didn't go for the more lengthy procedure with your teeth. You will soon have perfect teeth in heaven, and no braces necessary. All those malformations that you had on the earth, every one of them will be wiped away as you leave the imperfect behind to assume the perfect. Yes, when I was younger and a teenager, I had buck teeth. I'll never forget that. I could never smile because I was so ashamed of my mouth. And then I got braces, and that turned things around pretty well. He continues here, quoting scripture. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, by the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. For this perishable must put on the imperishable, and this mortal must put on immortality. But when this perishable will have put on the imperishable, and this mortal will have put on immortality, then will come about the saying that is written, "Death is swallowed up in victory." O death, where is your victory, and where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brothers, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. And he said, "And to this I say, imperfection resulting from the fall will be replaced with perfection. For nothing is in heaven that is considered unclean or without blemish." Claire, come back to me. I was drifting mentally. I just went zoom off into the wild blue yonder. And I heard him say, "Claire, come back to me." I'm sorry, Lord. Where did I go? It doesn't matter. You're back now. There will be fallout in the prophetic community over all the lies that have been circulating. Some will even lose the faith. Keep your doors and your hearts open to the stragglers as they come limping back. If they had truly listened to me and not sought to know through secular sources, there would be no fallout. But it was just too tempting. Most of what goes on that is significant is never reported in the news. It is clandestine. The events that are public come forth way after the fact, when time has reached its fullness. I am not wishing to whip anyone. I would have spared them this embarrassment, this shame and disappointment and fear, had they sought me and me alone. My brides, when your hearts are one with mine, you hear the beating, and you will know when the beating accelerates. Then you will know something is afoot. but my heart has been beating steadily throughout this month, and had you been dwelling in me, you would have known it. The heart of the world beats erratically, all the time. This is deliberate manipulation by the enemy to cause unrest, insecurity, and fear. These emotions cause you to tuck in and change your focus from me to your own security. The issue here is trust, that if you dwell in me and I dwell in you, I will indeed cover all of your concerns. In fact, the more you focus on my agendas, the more I secure yours without any effort on your part. Moving on, he said, I know this does not meet your momentary need, Claire. Oh, beloved of mine, you are so tired. But pray now and open your Bible and I will confirm to you what you're longing to hear. So then he told me to turn my Bible upside down and go from the back instead, open it from the back instead of the front. So I did, and I opened to Luke 17. For the Son of Man in his day will be like the lightning which flashes and lights up the sky from one end to the other. Hallelujah! Just as it was in the days of Noah, so also will it be in the days of the Son of Man. People were eating, drinking, marrying, and being given in marriage up to the day Noah entered the ark. Then the flood came and destroyed them all. It was the same in the days of Lot. People were eating and drinking, buying and selling, planting and building. But the day Lot left Sodom, fire and sulfur rained down from heaven and destroyed them all. I tell you, on that night, two people will be in one bed. One will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding grain together. One will be taken and the other left. You see, my love, it is I. Oh, thank you, Lord, for that word. You don't have to wait long, Claire. Don't grow weary. Rest in me. Dwell in me. And stand on my living words. Living because I have brought them to you as fresh manna. From all the pages you could have turned to out of 500 pages in your Bible, who do you suppose was responsible for this rhema? I smiled. Lord, I don't want to presume or try your patience, but could you please give me a confirmation from the news or some source like that? I mean, news that you personally were responsible for, not worldly views. Oh, what am I saying? That Jesus isn't enough? Shame on me. Welcome to humanity, Claire. You are no different. Just because you obeyed me and didn't look to the news doesn't mean you haven't longed to. Even now your heart is lusting after worldly confirmations. What shall I do with you, my love? How can you lead others when you fail so pitifully? I answered him, That's easy, Lord. I don't lead anyone. I just follow you and you lead all of us. This answer is very pleasing to me, and for this reason I will allow you one speck of what you are looking for. Type in World News, Israel 928. So I did. And what should come up? This was interesting. Not quite what I was expecting, but it was interesting. Esther 928, the Feast of Purim. I guess that's the way you say it. And these days should be remembered and celebrated by every generation, every family, every province, every city. And these days of Purim should never cease from among the Jews. Esther 9:28. For Jews all over the world, but especially here in Israel, Purim is the happiest and most fun day of the year. It's also very holy and spiritual at the same time. For our relationship with God can't get any closer than on the day he turned our fate around and granted us deliverance. I thought to myself, well, gosh, does that mean you're going to come for us on Purim? I don't think so. He said, do not try to interpret this literally. This is where you go wrong. Simple. Accept the fact that on that day, our relationship cannot get any closer. Rest in this. It is enough. At this point, Ezekiel spoke up from the other room and said, these are the scriptures the Lord brought up to me tonight. And he shared them with me. But I will rescue you on that day, and you will not be handed over to the men you fear. But delivering, I will deliver you, and you will not fall by the sword, but your life shall be saved, because you have put your trust in me, says the Lord. And wait for the Lord. Be strong and courageous. Wait for the Lord. And here's another one that he got. I didn't know that this was going on. This was during his prayer time about an hour earlier. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Then the Lord picked up here and he said, my beloved bride, stand fast in what I have taught you. I am coming and it will be soon, and you mustn't let your gaze wander, nor your hands grow slack. Stand fast, your time is coming. Each of you now, go to your own Bible and get your own word from me. It is time for you to stand on your own two feet in my word.